Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win in Edmonton.
Here's McKee from all the way, scores! Did that just happen? Connor McDavid, coast to coast.
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right? I don't even know what day it is anymore. January 4th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. How you doing out there? Have you settled down after last night's loss as the Edmonton Oilers fell once again to the New York Rangers by a score of 4-1? And man, if you listen to 1260's postgame show, it was absolute fire. Even today, throughout 1260, everything just not good here in Oilerland. And to add to it, let's tee up the show first. So we'll hear some clips from Dave Tippett today. That's coming up here shortly. Also be joined by Tom Cozzola into the second and third segments. And we'll try to figure out what is going wrong with this Edmonton Oilers team. So it's a lot is going wrong. But first off, some more bad news as Connor McDavid and Derek Ryan tested positive. We'll be tested again tomorrow to see if it's a false. Hopefully it is. If not, this team is in enormous trouble. You're probably running Draisaitl, McLeod, Shore, and who am I missing there? I don't even know. I got to look at the depth chart right now, but it's not going to be good. A team that's reeling, a team that needs desperately to win, and you're going to be missing the best player on the planet. Not ideal for the Edmonton Oilers, but maybe it brings them together. Who knows? I know that's wishful thinking. Who would be the other center? Colton Sevier? Yeah, so it's not an ideal situation, but we'll find out tomorrow. More information. That news broke today. Also, Mike Smith and Zach Cassian were at practice today. Both guys were there for the entirety of the practice, which I guess is positive sign. But I mean, the Edmonton Oilers are struggling mightily. There's no point in revisiting everything Ken Holland did because it's done. These players are here, so we got to find solutions. I mean, bringing up all his bad signings and trades that he did that have not worked out, his goaltending has not worked out. At this point, it's like, why? Like, yeah. I mean, not a lot of people were happy with what Ken Holland did in the offseason, a lot. And it's showing up now. And unfortunate that Mike Smith hasn't been able to stay healthy. Mikko Koskinen, there has to come a point where you just walk away. This guy is not consistent. So there's so many issues here. And some of the big ones here, and we'll get to it with Tom, but I just want to point them out. No accountability on this team. I mean, you can play piss poor, you can constantly make mistakes and give up goals, and there's just nothing. Like, why isn't Stuart Skinner here? Why? Like, what are you waiting to see from Mikko Koskinen? This guy is, and it's only getting worse. He gives up a weak goal every damn game. Like, Stuart Skinner, yeah, he's young. Maybe he's not the answer, but why not try it? You're not winning anyway, and your goalie right now, Mikko Koskinen, gives up one or two bad goals a game, and your other goalie can't stay healthy because he's 40 years old. So where's the accountability? Look at other teams. Star players get sat out, get called out, whatever. Here on the Oilers, it's like, whatever. Yeah, that's a tough break. But you sit a guy like Samarukov after, two awful plays, but there's no accountability for anyone else on this team. Good Lord. I am shocked Skinner's not called up. I am shocked. But they want to keep rolling with these two? All right. Keep going with it. There's no emotion with this team. There's no urgency. There's no intensity. Watch them play the game. When's the last time someone crashed the net? When's the last time the Oilers scored a goal in the dirty areas? Like, this team is just soft. And yesterday, I tweeted out, like, in the last 4 minutes, it's 4-1. People were like, well, you want Darnell Nurse fighting? No, but why not at this point? I mean, if you're a winning team and there's no need for you, yeah, Darnell Nurse probably doesn't have to drop the mitts. But you're sitting here telling me that you don't have to fight, but you can face wash a guy, slash a guy, crash the net, go to the crease, that blue area there. There's just nothing from this team. today, I know the Oilers tweeted out a picture and they're all laughing and fans were upset. But I mean, is pouting going to help? Probably not. But I mean, what are you going to do? Make them, hey, you can't laugh. But this shows you that this team is not, I don't think they understand where they're at. I truly don't. And now I don't know what's said behind closed door. I have no freaking idea. I'm not there. But man, like, this does not look like a team that's won two out of their last 12 games. I'll tell you one thing, I wouldn't be smiling. Yeah, maybe there was a good joke. Sure, why not? That happens with teammates and practices and all that. But shit, man. When you're expected to make a run in the playoffs and you have the best player in the world and a guy that's top five and you're playing like this and you're out there having a good old time, that goes to show you just why this team is where they're at. Sorry. The defense. Turnover after turnover after turnover. They're not good. CeCe's been better than I expected. Sure. But that's Cody CeCe. He's not physical. Nothing offensively. I mean, he's been good. But he's been okay defensively. Okay. But he's not a game changer. Duncan Keith, has he been better than I expected? A bit. Yeah, he's been all right. He's had some nice passes, some nice plays. Sure. But he's not a game changer. Bouchard's up and down. Let's call it how it is. Nurse hasn't even been close to what he was last year. Barry and Cuckoo, shoot those two into the moon for all I care. They're terrible. They are. Another problem. So, no goaltending. Then they won't call up Skinner. They're going to keep rolling with these two. The D-Corps is just not good. It's not. Kenny Holland opted for a 39, whatever. I don't even know how old he is. And a guy that's probably best suited to play on your third pair as an upgrade. And bringing back Barry. Sure. And I've been a guy that's defended Barry, but this year he's been awful. Truly awful. Because he's not even doing anything offensively, which is his strong suit. And up front, geez, hit someone. I mean, I don't know, go to the net. That's where you're supposed to score goals. So there's a lot of issues with this team. And yes, Tippett's a big part of it too. 100% he is. 5-5, this team has not improved. But he has a built-in excuse now. He has no Nuge. He has no McDavid. Well, Ryan, we're going to use it. Yeah, and in fairness, he's used a lot of defensemen. It was unfortunate what happened. COVID, injuries, every team goes through them. Colorado's lost their top three guys, top four guys. For weeks. Are they making excuses? Come on. But he is going to get time. Kenny Holland's not firing him. Especially now. If they lose tomorrow, it's going to be like, well, we didn't have Connor McDavid and Nuge and Derek Ryan. And Derek Ryan doesn't do anything anyway, but he does have a built-in excuse. And that's the way it's going to go. And that's the way it's going to go, guys. So, solutions. What do they do? Does the new coach help? Well, I said it yesterday. Like, everybody's talking about how poorly constructed this roster was by Kenny Holland. And yes, he made a lot of bad moves. So, how does a coach fix that? You can't have it both ways. It's one or the other. Does it help? Probably. You get that coach bump. Maybe you get 3-4 wins. But at the end of the day, it's the same players. It's the same goaltending. Structure-wise, can you change things to be better? Sure, but that's no guarantee. Is there a trade to be had? I don't know, man. Go on Cap Friendly and look at the Oilers. It's going to be difficult. Who the hell's going to give the Oilers a top-end goaltender? For what? Don't say Cassian and Turris and Benson. For the first rounder is definitely in play, but until the Edmonton Oilers get a legit goaltender, I don't care who's coaching, I don't care who's on the roster, these teams not going to improve because the goaltending is truly, truly awful. And that, for me, is the number one reason this team is where they're at. And there's a lot of reasons, trust me. There's a 1A, there's a 1B, sure. And Tippett is a part of the problem. 100% he is. And so is the forward group. And so is the D-core. There's a lot of issues with this team. But for me, it starts with the goaltending. If Tippett gets fired, sure, okay. I'm not opposed to it, but and it's the easiest move. So you go from there, right? Like, it's just hard. Like, this team needs something. They need a... I don't know. Watch Washington play. Watch any of the good teams play. Because good teams do not win 2 out of 12 games. Bad teams do that. So it's going to be fascinating what happens here and with all this COVID situation. Oilers don't play after tomorrow for a while. They don't play until Monday. And then who the hell knows what's going to happen with the schedule. The Oilers are in trouble, man. And they're hanging on to a playoff spot, but barely. So what's the solution? We're going to ask Tom. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's... I truly don't. But until you get a goaltender in here, yikes. And I said it in the offseason. It's a gamble by Ken Holland to bring Smith and Koskinen back. And that gamble's not working out. One, because Mike Smith can't stay healthy. And the other one's because Koskinen is exactly who we thought he was. He's a backup goaltender who's prone to giving up weak goals in every game. and you have a young guy there that could maybe steal the net, could maybe get you some wins and give you the team some confidence. But nope, let's keep rolling with the injured guy and the guy that's soft as you know what. All right, I've rambled on for too long, but coming up next, we will get to Tommy Cazzola. Maybe we'll save Dave Tippett, or maybe we'll go Dave Tippett first and then bring in Tommy Cazzola. As I have a few clips from Mr. Dave Tippett. He's on the hot seat. He's on the hot seat, and he was asked about that today, so we'll get to all that. And the one and only Tommy G coming up next. Got beard? Get primal. You heard me right. Got beard? Get primal. If you or someone you care about has a beard, it needs to get primal. Maybe you're that guy who has never considered the benefits of treating your beard with product. Primal Origin Oils will stop the itch and make your beard look healthy and groomed. Products are free from harmful synthetic ingredients and with a low impact on our planet. Primal Origin Oils makes balms, oils, and whipped butter that are renowned as the best feeling beard products available. All products are fair trade certified and handcrafted in the USA. Combo kits make a great holiday gift. If you're shopping for yourself, you'll be glad you did. We know that every company claims to have the best, but Primal Origin Oils challenge you to compare their ingredients and the feel-in beard to other products you've used. We promise you will see and feel the difference. Remember, the code LOCKEDON gets you 20% off at PrimalOriginOils.com. Use the code Locked On at checkout for 20% off. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. How you doing out there? Oilers back in action tomorrow against the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's going to be an interesting game with no Connor McDavid. Up till now, he tested positive along with Derek Ryan. Highly unlikely he's going to play tomorrow. So just more bad coming the Edmonton Oilers way. If they don't win tomorrow, holy smokes, what is going to happen with this team? Let's get to Dave Tippett, who met with the media today. First off, let's start with this one on just all this moving on from the coach getting fired talk. Here's Dave Tippett.
My age, yeah. That stuff doesn't bother me a bit. I've been around too long, and I'm with Ken Holland as a good man, so it's I don't listen to any outside noise. Yeah. That's the house is burning for you guys. Inside the coach's office in here, we're trying to put fires out, so we don't worry about the burning. You know, so it's it would have bothered me when I was a young coach. I remember I went through it once in Dallas where we were struggling a little bit, and Bob Gainey was working for us, and we came through it and went on a good run the other way. We were sitting having dinner one night. He said, "Better coach now, eh, Tip, after you go through that."
Yeah.
And I remember that. Like, that's, teams have struggles. It's right now, I don't like the adversity, but things were coming too easy at the start of the year. We were scoring in bunches and outscoring our problems. And now we're the other way. Like, I'd like to grab this a little quicker, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you look at the last month, I think we've used 13 defensemen in the last month. We got COVID. We got, you know, Mike Smith's been out. So there's a lot of things that we can still grab onto here. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, there's parts of our game that we have to be better. We have to be better, you know. So it's the house is not burning. You get frustrated when you lose. We're all in a competitive business, but you can't let that frustration seep into feeling sorry for yourself. You got to find solutions. And that's what we're all about.
Yeah, I mean he's a wily vet. I'm sure it's in the back of his mind, like far back. But yeah, he's just trying to turn this team around. Sure, but. See what happens here. See what happens. I don't know if I don't think Kenny Holland will make a move like that, but you never know. He was also asked, I know he was asked this earlier in the season as well, but is it easier to coach when you're losing?
Well, they're very attentive right now. Everybody wants to find solutions, but early in the year, that's hard because you're coming out of camp, you're trying to get things going a little bit. Like we, in camp, we put a lot of onus on our special teams, and we were good coming out of it early. So it's hard to say. Early on, they're grabbing everything because it's early and they want to grab everything. But once you lose a few games, they're an attentive group.
Just a couple more for you here from the Edmonton Oilers head coach, Dave Tippett. Mike Smith was a full participant at practice today. So here's a coach on his veteran goaltender.
No, we'll see. We'll see. I didn't think he was going to do as much as he did today here. So we'll see. I haven't talked to him after practice yet, but. He got through a whole practice today, so we'll see where it's at.
One last one here. I'll be shocked if Mikko Koskinen starts tomorrow. I don't even want to go there, but whatever. That's tomorrow's problem. One last one here. Dave Tippett was asked, who are the guys keeping the club together while they go through the these tough times?
Starts with the leadership group. You know, it's been really good. I mean, our captains have been real solid because they're kind of the main guys. But Duncan Keith's been really good. His veteran leadership is really strong on the bench during games, in between periods.
Yeah, that's probably a lot of his answers not going to make Oilers fans happy. But, I mean, they're trying to find solutions. They don't think things are burning, but they... I mean, what do you expect him to say? Yes, we're in a full panic. Jeez. Oh, man. I never thought on January 4th we'd be talking about the Oilers possibly firing a coach and how desperate they are and they need a trade. You just hope this team was taking that next step, and it seems they haven't. I was ready. I said they're a playoff team. Now I don't even know if they are. They keep going the way they're going. There's no changes coming, then they won't be in the playoffs. And that would be, out of all the decade of darkness and all that, because those teams were bad. I think this would be the most embarrassing season ever for the Edmonton Oilers. Maybe not ever, because you have to go back and look at all the different seasons. But you know what I mean. Because at least in the decade of darkness, the team was terrible. Terribly ran, terribly coached. At least now it's, you saw at least in the last year's hope. And they were a playoff team. Yeah, they were terrible in the playoffs, but you know what I mean. And now it's like, holy crap, what the hell is going on here? This is unreal. It's unbelievable. Hopefully they can turn it around. Highly unlikely when you don't have Connor McDavid. But let's bring in Tommy Gazzola from the Oil Stream podcast with Dusty Nielsen and, of course, the pre- and post-game host on TSN 1260. And he's had an interesting couple nights in the last time the Oilers. Tommy, my friend, how you doing?
Nanso, I'm always good, and it's fun to hang out with you. And the only thing missing on the post game lately has been the Latino heat.
Oh, I appreciate that. But I've missed being on there. I've listened to you guys. Great shows. People are fired up. But Tommy, I mean, the Oilers, 2 wins in their last 12. Now they're not going to have McDavid for tomorrow. Derek Ryan, I mean, who cares if we're being honest?
How do you really feel?
Yeah, no doubt. But let's be honest here. Like, this is an enormous loss. And I mean, Tom, I don't even know where to start with you because there's so many things going wrong with this team. I've heard you on the postgame show say, like, you haven't been impressed with their efforts. Obviously, Dave Tippett is because he keeps saying they're playing well. But, like, where are you with this team? Like, where would you start? Like, I don't even know where to start with you. So,
well, I think, like, if I mean, listen, I'm not a GM, I'm not a coach, but just watching this team and covering this team and seeing how they're playing compared to what they were doing in October and into November, even into December, the early parts of December there, after that Pittsburgh win, everything was good, right? Everyone's talking about their win percentage and all of that. Yeah. It was nice, but they were still chasing games, quote unquote. They were still falling behind in games. They're giving up the first goal. And I think finally that wore on them, whether it was the goalie letting in the first couple of shots or them giving up just a ridiculously grade A opportunity to the opposition, you know, all of those things factored into it. And I think finally it wore them down to the point where they're just mentally so sick of being behind in games. And it was almost automatic that they expected bad things to happen. And when you expect bad things to happen, guess what? They generally do. And then after that game last night, Hernan, it honestly felt, and it seemed like, because there was no point in that game where you're like, boy, I think the Oilers have a chance. Mm-hmm. It feels like their will to win or their belief in their abilities is shot. That means there's no confidence. They're just waiting for the other team to score, whether or not it's their goalie flipping a puck over the glass 15 seconds in or coughing up a pizza or like we saw Mike Smith do, let in some terrible goals against New Jersey. It's just they're expecting it to happen and there's no confidence. They're shot. It's a desolate feeling and it shows in their play. We could talk about their third and fourth lines. We could talk about the defense being spotty. Yes, they've been banged up and injured. We could talk about the goaltending, but they're just all at a point now where it feels like there's no fire there anymore because it doesn't matter what they do. They're not going to get the goaltending. They're not going to get this sharp, solid play that leads to wins. And the result has been two wins in a dozen games, and the two overtime losses where they've coughed up leads in the third period just shows that there's no killer instinct. Not that there really was any at the start of the season. They're in a bad place.
Yeah, we'll get to the goaltending, but I want to ask you about, you're bringing up the no emotion, there's no urgency, there's nothing. And I think one of the biggest things is there's no accountability, it seems, on this team. Like, play like crap, oh, well, you'll get in there. Because, and like I said, we'll get to, there's a goaltending part of that I want to get to, but what do you do in that sense? Like, the Oilers, so far, like, for this last month, they're a perimeter team. They're not going to the tough areas. They're getting their butts kicked, and there's no response. There's not even a face wash, and no one's saying drop the gloves. Like, no one's saying that or sucker punch a guy, but show that you care, show something. Like, you saw Getzlaff drop the gloves the other day and they're getting their butts kicked. I mean, Darnell Nurse, not ideal, but hey man, if you want to throw down, he knows how to fight, he's a good fighter. Like, Tom, like, where's the accountability, where's the give a crap factor on this team right now? Because it doesn't seem they have it.
No, it's right there with the confidence. It doesn't exist right now, and it's just this bad mix, man. They're in a really bad place. And yeah, you're right. The give a crap, the accountability. Like, if Dave Tippett punished guys right now, what happens at this point? What happens? Maybe a few weeks ago, if he punished guys, or
yeah,
if guys were held accountable, I guess, yeah, that would kind of stir it up and shake them up and wake them up maybe. But at this point, like, you bench a guy and it's like, okay, doesn't really matter. Not doing anything, to be honest with you. It's beyond the point of accountability and all of that. They need a shock to the system, it feels like, just to revive the team and give them some sort of pulse, because it doesn't exist right now.
Tom Gazzola, my compadre on the post-game show here. Hopefully I'll be back sooner rather than later, Tom. Goaltending-wise, and I heard Gregor earlier on with you, and you guys were chatting about it. It's just like, how Stuart Skinner's not called up yet, it is mind-boggling. I also, knowing how Kenny Holland and Dave Tippett work, they like their vets, but there has to come a point when you look at Mikko Koskinen and you're like, yeah, this guy's just not it. And Tommy, you and I have never been high on Mikko. It's never been personal. It's been solely on what he does on the ice, and it's never been good. We've said this for the last 2 years that we've been working together, that this guy is a backup goaltender. Like, what are the Oilers doing here? Because it's like, are you really going to give this guy another shot here and see what he has when it's not getting better? It's getting worse. So he's always letting in a weak goal.
Yeah, I think they just out of loyalty. And basically you got two guys in Koskinen and Smith that they figured that they could go back to. And with Smith going into last week, thinking he was healthy and getting the okay to go, that's what they did. So they want Stuart Skinner playing instead of keeping three guys up. I thought maybe they would keep three guys up to ease Smith back in. You know, yeah, take advantage of the taxi squad. And I know you'd have to keep the three goalies on the roster and all of that if you wanted to do it. They didn't do that. So they just wanted to go give Stuart Skinner games. So they sent him to Bakersfield. And clearly the plan didn't work. And it actually fell on its face and backfired in a hurry. So I would anticipate, I would think at least, that Skinner would be on his way back up at some point here. Because I said it on the post game show last night, Hernan, unfortunately, he might be the best goalie in the organization right now and gives them the best chance to win on a night in and night out basis. And like, his last couple games, they weren't amazing by any means, but he won them and he did let in the first shot of the game against Seattle in his last start. But yeah, that's where we're at now, my friend.
Yeah, and it's and you look at it from Mike Smith's point of view, yeah, he's rust, whatever, but it's the NHL, man. Like, if you feel rust, go for a stint, do something, because the way I look at it, this guy's giving up 10 goals in two games. Like, the confidence is not high there either. And the first goal thing, Tommy, that we've talked, I think every time I've had you on, we talked about it. I don't want to get into it because it's just ridiculous at this point that they continue to give up the first goal. But for me, it's just that, like, Kenny Holland's got to look what's best for his team. So does Dave Tippett. And it's not Mikko Koskinen paired up with Mike Smith. It's not. Yeah. It's Skinner and Mike Smith.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this is the end of that 4-year deal or the 3-year extension that Mikko Koskinen got. And I've used this line before, but I hate to say I told you so, but here we are, Hernan, here we are with Mikko Koskinen. And, you know, there was a time where you could make a case for his averages are good, his numbers are good, look what he did. But time and time again, you can't rely on him to make you a big save. when you need it. He would make some big saves, but not often enough at the right times. And a clutch performer, he is not.
If I had to put it on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most likely, obviously, Dave Tippett loses tomorrow. Well, where do you put it on a scale of 1 to 10 that he's gone?
5 or 6. I don't think it's as boiling hot and at that point where the fans want it to be or think it is. I think
it's the easiest move. It's the easiest move though, Tom, right? Because you're not bringing in a number one goaltender.
Well, I don't know where that deal is. If they have if they have it in their back pocket. We haven't heard any rumblings. I know Darren Dreger said it on Insider Trading today that they're looking to improve their goaltending in the third line center. Dregs is, you know what? Dregs is pretty much always right, but no surprise, right? Like you hear that and you're like, well, what else is new?
Yeah.
And I don't know where that deal is. I truly don't. We haven't really caught wind of anything. I know Marc-Andre Fleury's name has come up a lot, but does Chicago really want to do that just yet? Maybe at the end of the year, if they're so far out of it, they would let it happen. But I don't think any team or any other GM is doing any favors for the Oilers. So you're right. Like you look at what can you do to jumpstart this team. And unfortunately, one of those options is get rid of the coach. And, you know, if they lose tomorrow, the chorus will only grow louder. I'm sure Ken Holland will think about it. I guarantee you they'll be asked about it. And if they play like they did yesterday, where they had nothing to show for their game, then you're like, you're down to a couple of options. And one of them is to get rid of the coach. I still put it at a 5 or a 6 because I think there is probably a reluctance there. As of Friday, after that loss in Jersey, I asked if that was something that was being discussed, and I was told not at that point. But you saw the loss to the Islanders. You saw the loss in New York to the Rangers at MSG. If they lose again to Toronto, you're talking about 2 wins in 13 games. What do you do, Nanso? What do you do?
I'm with you though. I mean, Ken Holland can't be sitting there saying we're fine. I don't think he can. Like, this is ridiculous. No. And listen, there's no one better to talk to you about this than you, because you're with the team decade of darkness. Like, Tom, like, I don't, like, did you see a winning season? Like, one maybe? Your whole time 16, working?
17.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, that goes to show you. You were there for, what, a decade?
8 years.
And then, yeah. So I'll say this, though. Like, if the Oilers are not a playoff team this year, like, and I said it in my opening, like, even in those decade of darkness, like, they were bad teams. They were poorly coached. The management was awful. Like, we all knew they were going to be bad, right? But I think if the Oilers continue to trend downwards and are not a playoff team this year, this has got to be one of the most embarrassing, humiliating seasons the Oilers have had. Because when you have Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl and Kenny Holland and went and spent all his cap on, let's call it how it is, mediocre players, I mean, this would be just devastating for this organization.
Yeah, and it would be. Embarrassing is right, especially with how it started. But you know what, Nan? So I do think that the players he went out and got in Warren Fogle and Zach Hyman and Duncan Keith, even though people don't like to give Duncan Keith credit, even though he's way past his prime, like, they're good players. This team has crumbled from within. It has imploded because of poor play with its structure and a lack of goaltending. It has been the Achilles heel, and it's taken down this team from within. And, you know, they've been sloppy from day one. They never cleaned it up. When it looked like they were cleaning things up, they didn't get the saves. And now the confidence is shot. Like, I do think they have good players. I do think on paper they have a team that is respectable and could be a playoff team that could make noise. But they have lost that confidence. And, you know, that's a major thing. Like, again, we could point to the players and say, well, this didn't happen. This didn't happen. Dave Tippett's system sucks. Newsflash, there's only 3 or 4 systems that are used in this league. They're not overly complicated, and most teams use the same ones. Like, it's on the players. Well, Dave Tippett didn't get them ready for games. No, it was on the players, man. Like, they have been their own worst enemy since day one, and it's caught up to them in a bad way.
And I think that's
what it is.
And I don't want to be disrespectful. When I say mediocre players, I think outside of Zach Hyman, everybody else on that, they were like Warren Fogle, sure, he works his butt off, but it's like
he's a third liner, though.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I mean. Like
third liner. Yeah.
He went out and got guys that are good, but they don't make an impact. And they're not gonna impact your team where it's you're gonna take this enormous step outside of Hyman. Because I think Hyman's been a great addition. He's tailed off as of late, as the whole team. But Derek Ryan hasn't been good since what, week three? Keith and CeCe, listen, Tom. Like, I thought they were gonna be a train wreck. They've been okay. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say they're terrible, but they haven't been great. I mean, a lot of players are struggling here, and that's what I meant where he went out and he filled the spots and he brought in good players, but not a lot of these players are playing well throughout this season. They're not making the Oilers take that next step. So I think Kenny Holland has to look at it and be like, hey, well, some of these guys, maybe I made a mistake on. And sure, Derek Ryan's a fourth line guy. I mean, I don't expect him to turn this team around. But like I said earlier, Tommy, like I don't even know where you start with this team. But I'll say this, like, I don't care if you fire Dave Tippett. I don't care if you, whatever you do, until you get a goalie that can make big saves for this team, I don't think this team's going to go too far at all.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that trade's out there. Like, everybody keeps throwing Fleury, but I'm just like, how do you make that happen? Like, how is that even possible right now?
They banked on Koskinen and Smith 2 years in a row. Guess what? Those were pleasant surprises those 2 years. Those guys basically showed a lot of people that they were wrong. And then you bank on them to do it for a third straight year. And reality finally hit. You know, they struggled. One guy can't stay healthy. He's almost 40. The other guy is just who he is. And the team has no confidence in front of them anymore. They tried and tried and tried. Had a good month and a half. You could stretch it into maybe 2 months. And then it finally all crumbled. So here we are again.
Yeah. Tommy, looking ahead to tomorrow, likely you're missing two centermen. So it's probably me, Draisaitl, McLeod, Shore, Sevier. It's probably what you're throwing out there. I mean, if the Oilers have a chance of winning this game without Connor McDavid, like, how are they going
to
do this?
Well, you'd have to point to that Seattle game and be like, remember when we tried really, really hard when we played down a man we didn't know what was going on and we gutted one out against a pretty average to bad team? Same thing, but the opposition is better. I think, you know, win from within. It sounds cliche, but that's all they've got. They've only got themselves right now. I don't know if outside help is coming in, especially not for tomorrow. And you're down the best player in the world. So guess what? Time to gut it out again. And if you really care about your teammates and your coach in this season, you go balls to the wall and you win that game in the ugliest fashion possible. And that's playing greasy, scoring greasy goals, doing things the hard way, and not just trying to make pretty plays and play around the perimeter, which they've become so accustomed to doing. And hey, whatever goalie starts tomorrow, maybe get a save or two.
Yeah, hopefully that Russian Yamamoto picks it up.
I was reading that text and I was like, come on, man.
Oh, Tommy, you and Matt have been doing excellent work on the post game show. I'm afraid for my job right now. You guys have killed it. I listen, Tom, when we started together, it was horrible in Edmonton. So, like, I know exactly what Maddie's going through. He doesn't get to see it often on the post game show, but I think you guys have done a wonderful job kind of being honest, but also kind of calming everybody down and letting people vent. So keep doing the good work. You got one more tomorrow, and then I'll be back with you if there's a game on Monday versus the Ottawa Senators, which is probably going to be guarantee win night for the Edmonton Oilers. I kid. But Tommy, great job as always on the post game shows, buddy. Thank you for joining me here. And, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, it's going to get interesting.
It really will be. Rest up, pal. I know you're doing better, and we'll see you on the post-game show on Monday because we need that Latino heat back.
All right, buddy. Big shout out to Tom Cazzola for joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Yeah, it's dark times in Edmonton once again, something I didn't think we'd see in the regular season, but here we are, 2-8-2 in their last 12. No McDavid for tomorrow. No Derek Ryan. Nugent Hopkins is back in Edmonton. You get Cassian back. We'll see the status of Mike Smith as well for tomorrow. I mean, I hope he can go, because if you're going with Koskinen, holy smokes. And well, he might have a bounce back after being called out by his coach and all that, but who the hell knows? 5 o'clock puck drop from Toronto. Edmonton doesn't have a lot of success against the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are on a 3-game heater. I think they've outscored in their last two games 11-1 or something like that. So Edmonton definitely in tough, but they desperately need 2 points, and we'll see what kind of effort they get without their captain. and their best players. So should be, is it fun anymore? Is it stressful? Nonetheless, everybody's going to be tuned into that. It's always fun, I guess, when the Leafs and Oilers meet. But yeah, we'll have more information tomorrow for you on lines and the status of McDavid, who will be tested again tomorrow along with Derek Ryan. Like always, hit me up on Twitter at HernandoMan, at Locked On Oilers, and keep the downloads coming. Download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For the Locked On Oilers podcast and my producer Juanito, I am HernandoMan talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. We'll chat tomorrow.